So let's dive deep. Let's do it. What if what you are about to hear could change your life forever? Inhale. Exhale. Set an intention. You are seen. You are heard. You are loved. This is The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. I'm your host, Adam Roa, and today I want to start off by saying I appreciate everyone who has been volunteering the information to help me pick my next cities for my spoken word poetry tour. The cities that are in the lead right now are Los Angeles, London, Melbourne, Gold Coast. Ooh, that's a Bali scooter that just drove by. Gold Coast and Phoenix, Arizona. So those cities are leading the way. If you don't know what I'm talking about, basically I've decided to crowdsource my next destinations for my tour. Wherever I get the most votes, that's where I will go. So if you're interested in having me come to your city or even your country, I suggest you check out the link in the show notes so that you can put your vote in. That's how this whole thing works. And I'm pretty excited because there's a bit of this unknown element to it. And like feeling like I'm being drawn by fate or the universe or just a bunch of you, if we get technical. Anyway, today's topic is about health and specifically three things that I've learned that have shocked me from my time here in Bali doing a detox protocol and getting all of these tests done on my urine and my blood and learning a lot about what's going on inside my body and then also learning how to rectify them and how to bring myself into a more optimized state of wellness. And that number one thing that has shocked me more than anything is essentially don't eat fruit with anything else and definitely don't blend it or juice it. This is a big bummer for me because I love my smoothies. I love them so much. And there's some nuances, by the way, to superfood powders and things like that. I'm talking about just straight fruit. The reason being is because of how your body actually breaks down and digests the fruit and the food in general in your system. How it works is as your food hits your mouth and your taste buds and you're chewing, the saliva coats it with digestive enzymes. And it can only coat based on the surface area that it touches, meaning if you swallowed something whole, your digestive enzymes only touch the outside area as opposed to all the bits and crumbles if you chewed it up. And a lot of people have this misconception that the stomach is really just mashing it all into little bits and coating it all. And apparently that's not entirely true. It's more like a laundry machine in that way, tumbling it all around. And so the digestive enzymes coat from your saliva, and then they actually will set off digestive enzymes to be released by your pancreas. And so then when you swallow, what happens is now it's mixing with the digestive enzymes that are released from your pancreas and properly digesting your food, and that gets pooped out your butt. That's how that works, in case you didn't know. And so the thing about fruit that's so different is that there are different digestive enzymes that are needed to break down the fruit properly than seeds, grains, and vegetables and meats. So what happens is if you were to juice your fruit, for example, you are not getting the digestive enzymes from the saliva, and your pancreas is not having an opportunity to properly release all the necessary digestive enzymes. So what happens? The fruit hits your system. It's not able to be properly processed through your body and now becomes a giant sugar bomb. All of those sugars do whatever sugars do. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, by the way. So disclaimer, this is what I've learned from a doctor here in Bali, who's actually a Westerner, who's practicing, has his own clinic here, and who treats a lot of patients for things like cancer and heavy metal detox and parasites and all of that, and who I do believe knows what he's talking about. So I'm just passing along some information. If you want, go do your own research and make sure that you vet it and cross-check it and all those things. Please don't think that I'm a doctor, because I'm not. And so the fruit has now become just a bunch of sugar, and then it can ferment in the system, and it can become a breeding ground for parasites and bacteria and virus and that sort of thing that thrive on this sugar and fermented sugars and acidic environments. Now, go a step further. That's why you don't juice your fruits, or you don't put them into smoothies. It's also why you want to eat your fruits by themselves, meaning you do not want to have, this breaks my heart as well, you don't want to have the mango and pineapple salsas and things like that. You do not want to have the goji berry jam on top of your meat or your in your Thanksgiving stuffing or whatever it might be, because the digestive enzymes can't properly do their job because they are receiving mixed messages, and they're receiving the message, hey, here's some fruit, and hey, here's some vegetables and grains or some meat or whatever it is. And while that might also affect, you know, the digestion of the other things don't break down into the crazy amounts of sugars and ferment and stuff in the exact same way, according to this doctor. So your ideal solution is to chew your fruit really, really well, eat it by itself, and then wait 1 to 2 hours afterwards before you eat another type of food. If you want to get really complex and specific, you also want to keep your fruits to one particular family, meaning don't eat your bananas with your pineapples. Eat your bananas, wait a bit of time, eat your pineapples. The way that I've been doing this is I'll eat like banana, chew it up really well, mash it up into banana sauce in my mouth and swallow it. And then when I'm done eating my one or two bananas, I'll wait usually about anywhere from 10 to like 20 minutes, and then I'll eat some papaya. And then when I'm done with my papaya, I might wait, whatever. Is this convenient? No, not at all. Am I stoked on it? No, not at all. And the truth is that for me personally, when I got these tests done, I have some heavy metal toxins in my body, which most people do living in 2019, especially if you're living in a city and traveling and eating things that have pesticides, if you've been vaccinated, if you've taken antibiotics, all of these things, if you're drinking the water, which has so much heavy metals in it, all of those sorts of things. And in addition to the heavy metal toxicity, my sugar levels are jacked, like concerning and alarmingly so, because apparently I've just been taking in so much sugar, and not like junk food sugars, but sugars like smoothies and pressed juices. And I'll be the first to admit, when I came to Bali, pretty much every meal I'm ordering a smoothie or a pressed juice because it's like $2 and I love them so much. And so, yeah, just a lot of sugar. And his advice is what I just gave you. He said the same thing about meat, by the way. If you eat meat, you want to make sure that you chew it really, really well into like a mash, and before you swallow it, so that your digestion can actually properly deal with it. I didn't actually ask him about eating meat on its own without like vegetables or grains, but he didn't mention it. So I'm going to just continue doing that. Okay, so those are the two things, right? The first one, don't juice your fruits and don't smoothie your fruits for those reasons. I'm going to be honest, I'm going to have a smoothie again in my life. This is not a hardcore never again sort of situation. This is just providing you the same information I was provided with. My main focal point is getting my sugar levels regulated and clearing the heavy metals out of my system. Once I do that, if I decide to have a smoothie, what will I do? I'll swish it around in my mouth. I'll make a chewing motion with my mouth while I have a smoothie in there, that great liquid goodness. And I will recognize that it may not be the thing that I do every day like I wanted to. You know, maybe it's a rare treat. Maybe it's something that I rarely do at all from this point forward. I don't know. But for this protocol of 43 days of detox, I definitely will not do the smoothie because I'm a good student. Okay, and so here's the third thing. Number one was don't juice, don't smoothie. Number two was eat the fruit by themselves. Okay, so if you want to get really hardcore about it, eat melons with melons, banana, and then you know mangoes. Keep it all separate, and then wait. He recommends 2 hours of waiting before you put something else in there, so that your body has a chance to properly release the digestive enzymes and digest your food and your fruit. The third thing that I really learned was something that I kind of knew, it was common sense, but really hit home for me in a specific way, which was to really pay attention to the tree of following the food. I don't know if that made sense, but what I mean by that is, what did the food you eat? Okay. And so with meat, this is pretty clear and self-explanatory, such as chickens, right? In Bali specifically, his referencing, they pump the chickens full of antibiotics, three specific types of antibiotics. They also feed the chickens primarily corn and soy-based feed that has been sprayed with glyphosate, with Roundup, with just toxins and chemicals. That means that you can eat chicken, and it could be free, like you could think it's good quality chicken or whatever, but the feed that they fed the chickens has all those chemicals in it, which means you're getting it. It's going to show up in your body. And the same thing with any other animals that you're eating. What are they eating? And what are they being injected with? And you can get higher levels of antibiotics from eating chicken regularly than if you just took the antibiotics themselves. How crazy is that? And if you don't know what antibiotics do, I didn't really know this, but they shut down your immune system so that they can fight the virus or the bacteria. And then oftentimes your immune system doesn't restart the way that it would or the way it would be optimal. So it can actually lead to long-term immune problems. And so this is a big reason why you want to be very, very careful about the type of meat that you're eating. But this goes even further. Think about mushrooms. Mushrooms are known for absorbing things like a sponge. They're actually being used to help in places that have a bunch of radiation, like in Fukushima, because they just absorb like a sponge. Now, what that means is if you test mushrooms, so often they have higher levels of toxins and toxicity than their environments because they've absorbed those toxins out of their environment. So mushrooms, for example, are one of the things that I really love, not just the psychedelic kind, but just all kinds. And the mushrooms are off limits basically because of the level of heavy metals that can be in there from the chemicals that are sprayed, that the heavy metals that are in the air and in the soil, et cetera, et cetera. And so we get to start thinking about kind of the levels and layers to all of this. An example of what I mean with this third rule is he advises not to eat seafood that eats off the ground. Seafood that swims is a better option. And yes, they all have mercury or radiation or things like that. And if you're eating seafood off the ground, lobster, crab, stuff like that, that eats off the ground, you're getting higher levels of those heavy metals and things that settle in the ocean floor. So these are the three biggest things that I learned from so far doing my health protocol here in Bali. Again, disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I am not a medical professional. I just resonate with what this guy said, and it is something that I'm trying right now. I'm doing it to see how I feel, because there are things that I want to clear up and get right in my system, because I recognize that our physical bodies are the vessels through which we receive and transmit all of our energy. So if we have a healthy vessel, we can receive more energy. By the way, energy looks like so many things. It looks like great creative ideas. It looks like actual energy to go and do stuff. It looks like financial abundance. Our ability to receive energy, it comes through this vessel. And then our ability to transmit it, to hold it, to move it through into creative expression, into a good workout, into whatever, that is also through our physical vessel. And so there's very little, if anything, more important to me than really feeling right. And that includes my mood. I've been very open and honest about struggling with bouts of depression and not feeling fully right, wondering if I have mental health issues and things like that. And what I've recognized from this testing procedure is that it may actually have to do with the heavy metal toxicity and the sugar levels. And so that's something that I am just excited to share with all of you, because for some of you, you may be having some issues that you feel like you have no idea what's causing them. Hey, here's a start. This might be it. I hope that this is inspiring and encouraging to you to do your own research, to find out for yourself what feels true in your system, and go on your own health journey. Get yourself really situated and set up for success, whatever that looks like for you. And that might mean no more smoothies. Thank you for listening. If this resonates with you, if you feel like there's someone who could benefit from this, I ask that you please just share it out, post it out to your social media, share the link with friends through email or text or whatever, and please leave a review on iTunes. Subscribe, follow on SoundCloud. These are the things that help the algorithm and help other people find it when they're searching for stuff that could very well change their life. As always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.